Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news of the gospel with you. Wanted to welcome all of my brothers and my sisters that are here tonight. Mahalo for tuning in to 99.5 The Word. You know, such a wonderful praise report that I can come to you and share with my brothers and sisters that last night in OCCC, there is revival going on in OCCC. You know, our team went in there because Lynn and I were able to get some rest, some much-needed rest with Convoy of Hope coming, and just doing a wonderful job over there. You know, almost 80 women heard the word of our Lord last night in modules 3, 4, and module 8. And just thankful that we have a team that just has such passion and such love for our Lord to go in on a Monday night and to pick up the slack when Lynn and I aren't able to get there. But, you know, there's great things. I want to give a shout-out to all the modules in OCCC. And I want to give a shout-out to our brothers up in Wyava, up over there. Keep up the good work. And to our brothers in FDC, hope to get there this week to see you guys somewhere in FDC. Hope to get in. Also, our sisters up in the Windward side, looking forward to seeing you this week. God willing, you know, last week was a holiday. And also to the Halava boys for the Friday chapel with Pastor Scott. Last week, I think they didn't have enough staff, so we weren't able to get in. We apologize for that. But we look forward to seeing you on Friday. And sooner than you know it, we'll be having another praise and worship concert up at Halava Gym Chapel. You know, we got a lot of great things going on. Just want to give a shout out to all of those. You know, we're so blessed to receive some donations through the mail. And you can get our mailing address on our website, which is www.freeinsideministry.org. Once again, our website is www.freeinsideministry.org. It has our mailing address if you'd like to make a donation. Make the checks out to First Assembly of God, and then on the bottom left, put Free Inside Ministry. We are in the process of, and I'm so excited to announce this, we are about 90% there to have an opportunity to give online to support Free Inside Ministry. Hallelujah. We do a bunch of things through Free Inside Ministry. Besides going into the prisons, we also go back to Saguaro, Arizona. And we'll be looking for donations to support that trip to get back to Arizona to witness to our brothers there. And just to let you know that, you know, we can use any donation. No donation is too small or too big. But the Lord looks at the heart, not at the gift. He looks at the giver, not the gift. We just thank you for supporting us in prayer. And like we always tell those people in that we speak with, you know, there's three ways to support the Free Inside Ministry. And the first and most important aspect would be in prayer, to lift us in prayer, because we need prayer. No matter what you're doing or I'm doing, we need to be covered in prayer. We need to be covered by the blood of Jesus. So the best way to support, well, not the best, but one of the three ways that I suggest to support the Free Inside Ministry is through prayer. The other way to support the ministry is we are always looking for volunteers with the right heart and the right spirit. So that would be the second P. That would be participation. So the first P is you could pray for us. We welcome that too. You could get in contact with us and see if you would be able to participate. And the last one is just as important as the first one. Sometimes we save the best for last. Amen. And the third P on how you could support Free Inside Ministry for continuing to have the radio program, for continuing to go into the prisons and providing over 43 services a month on Oahu, for providing the resources that will take us back to Saguaro, Arizona in October, where we'll be having a baptism service for over 320 brothers that are incarcerated there. That's right, I said 320 brothers. It could be even more. We're working on that as the Lord leads us. But you can help us with the third P. You could pray for us. You could participate. But one that is just as important is we need your financial support. Bada boom, bing, financial. Because you see, F, financial wouldn't work. And my wife's Filipino, so I can say P for financial, We need that one. We need the financial support. Okay, no more Filipino jokes. My wife's going to hit me tonight. But yeah, financially, you know, and so you can find that online. And I'll give you more information on how to do that online very, very soon. You could do it with a credit card, a debit card, even a PayPal account, you know, so we got that in the works. But, you know, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. I want to give a shout out to all those that are listening out there. Big shout out to Gabe and his lovely bride, Charity. Sergeant Abel and your handsome son, Mark. Give a shout out to the Bruno Hanna. How's it? Misha and the kiddies out there doing good. To all our brothers and sisters that are incarcerated, just want to thank you. And for all of those of you that are listening to the word every night, listening to Free Insight, I want to thank you because we believe in this ministry. We believe in helping those that are lost. We believe in helping those that are broken. We believe in lifting those up that need some lifting. We believe in encouraging those that need some encouragement, not discouraging them. Because there's not a lot of that going on in the world already. And we want to be apart from the world because he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. Sometimes we need to sanctify ourselves. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need to consecrate ourselves. We need to not be of the world. We need to be of the word. In fact, if we were of the word more than we were of the world, then we wouldn't be more of the world. Amen. You're going to get going when you get going. Until then, you ain't going anywhere. Sometimes we just got to get going. But I want to give a shout out to Straight Up Ministries, Brother Shane, Brother Jay, and Brother Moki, all you guys over there. Mahalo plenty for allowing me to share the word this past Sunday with you guys in Mapunapuna, 650 Kakoi Street. I was blessed. My wife said I was on fire. I said, you're absolutely right, honey. I was on holy fire. I was in Holy Spirit land. And the Lord was moving mightily through me. It's not about anything that I do. Please, I'm nobody. Okay, guys, get this straight in your head. If you used to throw and slip at somebody right now, it would be me. But don't throw it at your radio. You might break it. But I'm nobody. But you know the four words that I live my life by? These are the four words that will change your life. These four words can transform you from the situation you're in right now to one that the Lord has for you. These four words can change anything that you're looking at. It can change your perception, can change the reality of your life. It can get you out from the gutter. It can take you from the miry clay and put you on solid ground, both feet. Amen. Those four words are, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. Now, it's not easy. Didn't say that. But you see, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. If you don't have a spirit and a passion for the Lord, then you're just taking up space. Amen? I mean, if you really don't have a passion for the Lord and you're trying to serve in ministry, save yourself some time. It's not going to be real. People will see through that. You might be doing it for all the wrong reasons. You might be trying to be a leader so that people will see you. You might be trying to be a leader so that it'll look good on your resume. You might be doing it just so that you could stand out and be somebody. But, you know, look at Jesus. He who is first shall be last. He who is last shall be first. I came not to be served, but to serve others. Amen. You know, we just want to thank everyone for listening in. You know, our email address. Our email address is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And for those of you surfing the wave of social media, Free Inside Ministry is our Facebook page, reaching out to 23 countries right now, 18 languages. Almost 850 people have liked the page. Incredible. It's not about anything we do, it's about everything that the Lord does through us. And all we do is preach the good news of the gospel. I believe everyone is entitled to hear the good news. I believe everyone is entitled to the promises the Lord has made. I believe that everyone is entitled to a better life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? Amen. You know, I want to give a shout out to all those volunteers that have been inquiring about the Convoy of Hope that's coming up. The media blitz has begun, ladies and gentlemen. As we speak right now, this evening, on Thursday morning, two 20-foot containers containing 22.5 tons of food will be settling on top of a young brother's barge. They will be sailing on Sunday to Kauna Kakai, Molokai. I don't know the last time that the people of Molokai were able to receive 22 and a half tons of food. Oh, bula, that sounds like kind of plenty, yeah? It's almost, I believe, 2.5 bags of groceries per home on the entire island. To me, that's impressive. What's more impressive is the Paul Mitchell Hair Salon School have 10 hairstylists that are raising their own money as we speak. They're raising their own funds to catch the plane, to stay overnight, and to cut hair for the people of Molokai. These are licensed stylists that are paying their own way to bless the people of Molokai. You see, you can talk a lot, but are you going to walk your talk? Are your feet going to match your mouth? You're going to talk about all the things that you're going to do and never do them, or are you just going to be humble, be quiet, and just go and do them? In the love of Jesus. We have so many wonderful people we're working with over in Molokai. Pastor Cameron Hero, Brother Eddie, Pastor Randy, Haunani, Colleen, everybody over there. Pastor Bill, all you guys, Molokai shall be forever changed. We have such a innate desire, a burning desire to get there, just to share in the aloha of Jesus Christ. I know Don O'Brien, the dawn of a new day, my sister in crime, not doing the time. She's coming over with a bundle of energy. You know, she is the catalyst. She's the reason the Convoy of Hope Hawaii will be in Molokai come July 20th. You know, but that's enough about Convoy. Got a lot of great things going on. But I wanted to talk about a story today. And I know you've all heard this before, but I wanted to give it a different light, if we may. And this is the parable of the Good Samaritan. We're going to be in Luke chapter 10, verse 30. Luke chapter 10, verse 30. That's the Matthew, Mark, Luke, third book in the New Testament. This is the Synoptic Gospels, the Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And the parable of the Good Samaritan. I'm going to read it from the NLT, New Living Translation. And then we're going to go into the Jesus book, if you please. Amen. Because got to get something, you know, cannot speak the kind perfect all night and not close with the Jesus book, huh? That's right, get the slip already, whack them. Okay, verse 30 in chapter 10 in the book of Luke. Jesus replied with a story. A Jewish man was traveling on a trip from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him up, and left him half dead beside the road. By chance, a priest came along, but when he saw the man lying there, he crossed to the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over, looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next day he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, "Take care of this man. If his bill runs higher than this, I'll pay you the next time I am here." Now, which of these 3 would you say was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by bandits? Jesus asked. The man replied, "The one who showed him mercy." Jesus said, "Yes, now go and do the same." Amen? Amen. I'd like to do the Jesus book, Luke chapter 10 and verse 30. Jesus said, "Had one guy, he went go to Jericho town from Jerusalem. Then had some guys that went go jump him, go rip him off, bust him up. Leave him there for go make. Bambai get one Jewish priest guy come on the same road. He sparked a guy, but he go walk to the other side. Hey, same thing. One guy from the Levi Ohana, the kind of church assisting guys that helped the priest out. He go spark him and brother go right up to and look at him, but leave him and go to the other side too. Then get one guy from Samaria. He going down that same very kind road, eh? When come where the guy stay, he go spark him, but he get pity for him. He go by him, go put olive oil and wine on top of his cuts, go wrap him up. Then he put the guy on top of his own donkey, bring him by the hotel, and take care of him. The next day, he go take out 2 silver coins and give them to the boss for the hotel. He go tell him, hey, take care of this guy. When I come back, I give you whatever you need for pay for his stay. Now, what do you think? From the 3 guys that went past, who get more love and allure for the guy? Those guys went boss up and try for kill. The teacher guy said, the guy that went show pity for him. Jesus said, okay, now go make like that. How easy is that? How simple? You see, this is a very dynamic story. It has a lot of things going on, but it actually tells you the condition of the hearts of those that are referred to in the story. What are you talking about, Bula, condition of the heart? Well, you see, the first group are the bandits. And the bandits' mentality is, hey, what's yours is mine. I'm going to take them. A lot of us are takers out there. We want to take from others that isn't ours. We want to take from them. And that's what the bandits did. They stole from them. He stole from the man. They beat him up, took whatever he had, and left him there to die. The second group would have been the priest. Oh no, someone from the church. Imagine that. And a Levite, someone who helps the priest. Now they saw the individual who was beat up, who was wounded, and they walked to the other side. They ignored him. You see, that mentality there, that condition of the heart is, what's mine is mine. In other words, they would not share of themselves. They would not share of their resources to help someone who is in need. Now, you remember the first group, the crooks, the bandit guys, their mentality is, hey, what's yours is mine. I'm going to take them. I'm going to take them for me. The second group, which was the priest and the Levite, or the assistant to the priest, well, what happened is their mentality is, or their condition of the heart, is what's mine is mine. They're not going to share. But the third person to come by was a despised Samaritan from Samaria. Now remember, the Jewish people had no love at all for the Samaritans. Anyone from Samaria was an outcast. In fact, Jewish people would not even go through the town. They would walk around the town just to avoid them. Just like the lady at the well with Jesus. The lady at the well with Jesus was amazed that someone would even talk to her because of her situation. But you see, the despised Samaritan came along and he saw the man. But what did he do? He felt compassion. He felt compassion for the man that was on the side of the road, who was beaten up, who was left for dead. He felt compassion for someone that was down on their luck. He felt compassion for the man that probably had no resources. He felt compassion for the man that probably was on the bottom of the barrel at the end of his rope. He felt compassion. But many of us feel compassion, but we don't do much. Many of us think about those that are less fortunate, but we don't do anything. Many of us have compassion for those that are in need, but we don't do anything. You see, but this Samaritan, this despised Samaritan, he had compassion, but he did something. This Samaritan went over to the man who had been beaten, soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine, and bandaged them, put the man in his own car, on his donkey, and took him to the Hyatt, took him to an inn where he paid a bill, where he took care of him. You see, and then he said, if the bill goes any higher, I'll pay you for the difference. The one who showed mercy is the one who was a neighbor. Sometimes our neighbors aren't who we think they are. Imagine that. But you see, this is what I was coming to. The Samaritan, the one who is despised by the very people, the very person who was beaten up, he had compassion. He had compassion for someone that was injured. He had compassion for someone that had been beaten up. Convoy of Hope is about compassion. Convoy of Hope is about compassion in action. Convoy of Hope is about loving our neighbors. See, Convoy of Hope is compassion in action because we're able to have our feet match our mouth. We're able to have our walk match our talk. We can tell people that Jesus loves them and give them a free lunch. We can tell them that Jesus loves them and give them groceries. We can tell them that Jesus loves them and give them a free haircut. We can tell them that Jesus loves them and give them a free family portrait. We can tell them Jesus loves them and give them a free pair of shoes for every child in their family. We can tell them that Jesus loves them and offer them free medical and dental screenings. We can tell them that Jesus loves them and offer them a free mammogram at the Kapolei site. We can tell them that Jesus loves them and they can sit down and enjoy free entertainment and free lunch. We can tell them that Jesus loves them and have their children enjoy themselves in the kids' zone with rides, games, and prizes. We can tell them that Jesus loves them and pray for them in our connections tent. Offer them the opportunity to receive prayer for anyone they know, love, or maybe even themselves. We can tell them Jesus loves them, and they're going to know that Jesus was there. They're going to know that Jesus was a convoy of hope. You see, because what we're doing is we're able to extend the hand of God, that God reaches down from the clouds to us to extend to them. You see, because it's all about compassion. It's all about being able to do the right thing. We all know what to do, but we don't do what we know. What we're doing is providing an opportunity for the people of Hawaii, for the people of Oahu and Molokai to come together, one spirit, one mind, one accord, one church, one God, to help those that are in need. Everyone that comes through the gate is an honored guest. Every single person. No ID required for convoy. Just like the Good Samaritan, we're going to reach out. Just like the Good Samaritan, we're going to help. Just like the Good Samaritan, we're going to feed them. Just like the Good Samaritan, we're going to bind them up. We're going to take care of what's troubling them. Just like the Good Samaritan, we're going to come back and take care of the bill. Just like the Good Samaritan, we're not going to leave them on the side of the road. Just like the Good Samaritan, we're going to try and heal them and reach out to them, embrace them. What I appreciate so much about Convoy of Hope, my brothers and sisters, is the opportunity. You know, it's the whole statement. What is Convoy of Hope, Brother Bula? What is Convoy of Hope, Pastor Bula? Convoy of Hope, Hawaii, is about local people using local resources to help local people in need. My brothers and my sisters, you guys all know, could be in between paychecks, could be the last week of the month. Sometimes we get more month than we get paycheck. I know that feeling. Sometimes the cupboards are kind of empty. Sometimes no enough food for go around the table. I didn't know until I was in college that not everybody eat pancakes for dinner. I thought that was pretty good. But that's what you make do when you don't have much to make do with. I thought pancakes was awesome. I didn't know it's because it was cheap. I didn't know because you can really stretch a dollar when you make pancakes. I didn't know that. But you see, that's okay, because those pancakes are made with love. The hot dogs that we distribute will be distributed with love. The beef stew plate in Molokai will be distributed with love. The haircuts that we do will be done with love. The family portraits that we do will be done with love. The free backpacks, the free shoes, the free entertainment is all done with love. And that's what it comes down to. If you were able to take the Bible, now 2,000 years ago, there was the Bible. We have the Bible today, and 2,000 years from now, we will still have the Bible. Kingdoms will fall. Societies will come and go. But the Word of God shall remain the same. Brother Bula, what are you talking about? How do you translate 66 chapters over thousands of... We have 66 books and thousands of chapters. How do we translate that in three words? Easy. God is love. The translation of the entire book, the Holy Bible, the authorized, inspired, inerrant Word of God, can be translated to three words. God is love. You know, we talk so much about it. We're going to have an opportunity on July 20th in Molokai and July 27th on the island of Oahu at Aloha Stadium and Kapolei Fairgrounds to love on people. I can't tell you how excited I am to be a part of this outreach, because if it was only about the groceries, if it was only about the haircuts, if it was only about the family portrait, if it was only about the medical screens, if it was only about the shoes, you know, we blow in, we blow up, and we blow out. But when the body of Christ, when the churches can come together and work with each other, that's what we move forward with. That's how we tackle this problem in front of us to help those that are in need. You know, my brothers and my sisters, for those of you that are behind the walls, thank you for tuning in tonight. But let your families know, July 20th, Molokai, July 27th, we'll be at Aloha Stadium and Kapolei Fairgrounds. Have your families come. Have them come and partake in all of the services and goodies that are being provided. You know, we have so many people helping. We need so many volunteers. And you're going to hear more and more about it as the time comes in. But I'm telling you, this train has left the station. You cannot stop it. It is on the way. It is coming. It's going to be here. Be a part of history. Let's make history together. Let's help those that are in need. Show them that Hawaii, that the Aloha Spirit is alive. That the Aloha Spirit is real. That the Aloha Spirit is here to stay. Amen. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Remember the Good Samaritan. There's a heart check. What kind of heart do you have? Is your heart or your spirit the mentality of, hey, what's yours is mine? Is your heart or your mentality of the spirit or of the process where, nah, what's mine is mine. No need to share. I get them. What's mine is mine. Or are you of the heart where what's mine is yours? Let me share with you what I have. Let me help you in times of need. Let me help you when you're fallen. Let me help you when you're discouraged. Let me help you when the world is upside down. Let me help you when the world turns its shoulder to you, then I come towards you. When the world's running away, I'm running to you. Hallelujah. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. You know, it's always a blessing when we can come together as the brethren, when we can come together and share the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's just a blessing to have you on the other side of that radio listening to the words that I share. It's not anything I do. It's about everything that God does through me. Know that He loves you. Know that God is waiting for you to call out to Him. Abba, Father, I need you. Take my life over. I confess of my sins. I need a Savior. Be blessed and get some rest.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.